My sisters and brothers, greetings in Jesus Christ. Today, we are celebrating 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. The message is very clear from the parable of wedding banquet. Jesus asking us to walk in humility and practice the form of almsgiving. And the second part, for that I am here, to share your blessings with unfortunate. And when you come to the first one, he talks about humility. So we have a problem of pride. You say sin of self-exaltation. What is this self-exaltation? It is an attitude of thinking we are better than others, placing ourselves in a higher position, demanding honor, and considering our importance and our interest only. So this problem comes when we take the high seat or first seats, we ignore others. And true greatness, it's not pushing ourselves forward, but in giving space to others. And that's the reason Jesus is asking us to walk in humility, because we all have a problem of pride. And we need to overcome our pride when we recognize others and see them with respect. And it's the second one, that we need to practice the form of almsgiving. Share your blessings to a poor, unfortunate. That's a big question comes. We have 24 hours, which is not enough, and our resources very limited. Then how could possibly we share our resources with others? But when you do so, God will be in debt to you. And when you share your love in meeting the material needs for others, you are doing God's work for him. So that debt, God will repay you in the next life. This life seems to be very disadvantaged, like we have nothing. When you share, it's always brings a negative, because in the sense we are losing. But what you are sharing, what you are doing in this life, will be given into the next life. And that's what Jesus is asking today. Practice. Share your blessings with the less fortunate. And that's what I'm here for, and encouraging you to share your blessings and resources to those who are less fortunate. And before that, I would like to thank Father Michael and Deacon and his staff for the opportunity and allowing me to appeal to you, and for the warm welcome and the acceptance. Each one must give, has decided in your heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, or God loves cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Every mission appeal is an invitation to participate in the missionary activities of Universal Church. So you become co-partner, a co-missionary. Pope John Paul II, every Baptist Christian is the missionary by virtue of baptism, a missionary with a mission in deed and word. So I would like to give a brief introduction about myself and my congregation, the order I came from. I am Father Ignace from India, and currently I'm serving in the Archdiocese of New York, church named Immaculate Conception, and I'm very happy to be there and very grateful to that parish. Since 2018, and it's been more than 6 years, I'm serving there. The greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself, inspired by the charism, is loving God and serving the poor, fully human and fully alive, founded by Father Arul in the year 2000. So we are just 25 years old congregation, but we are blessed with a lot of priests. We have 315 priests serving in many places and 155 seminarians in a major and minor seminary and doing different kinds of formation. And we are serving 12 countries, namely South Sudan, Central African Republic, Ethiopia, Papua New Guinea, Brazil, Tanzania, Zambia, Malawi, India, Italy, Germany, and United States of America. The aim and mission. MMI Society was founded with the sole aim forming trained and motivated missionaries to serve in the most difficult mission of the world. Faithful to our vocation, we have missionaries of Mary Immaculate have always ventured into difficult terrains like a war-torn South Sudan, conflict-ridden Central African Republic, and other remote and abandoned missions, all of which started with our bold landing in Africa in 2003. A special focus is South Sudan, a newly born war-torn country that needs our Savior's healing touch. 30 of our MMA missionaries are serving in the most remote and unreached clusters and bushes in the archdiocese of Juba. That is a wow, paying special attention to the entire region of northern Bergerzal, the Warab states in the upper Nile region. The shocking reality, the South Sudan is largely a Catholic nation that broke off from Muslim-dominated Sudan after 2011 referendum. After independence, the country was slowly stabilizing for a short period, but ethnic conflict in 2013 has pushed the country 20 years back. For decades of war in the country has displaced thousands and millions of people, ruined church buildings and infrastructures. There is a high level of deprivation and illiteracy and semi-starvation. The shocking reality is that 80% of South Sudanese population cannot read and write. 75% of children are out of school. Maternal deaths, highest in the world. So the woes are too many to be enumerated. Strategic map roadmap. We, the MMA missionaries, are convinced that we can play a pivotal role in rebuilding war-torn country. We are now in charge of 2 million Catholics and others. The entire region of northern Bergerzal and Warab has been entrusted to 30 of our MMI priests. And 500 catechists are working together to rebuild this country and re-evangelize people there. Having drawn a strategic plan for post-conflict reconstruction of scattered communities, Through re-evangelization and upliftment, we began our ministry with the peace and reconciliation efforts taken along with the international bodies such as United National Organization. Our next focus is poverty eradication and sustainable livelihood. We started community farming and developed agriculture. We have started primary education to children. Classes are taken under huge trees. We are also giving a certain amount of technical training for the youth. Our missionaries travel to the interior bushes to celebrate sacraments. Millions have been formally baptized. Hundreds of marriages being blessed. Most of the Eucharistic celebrations are held thatched roofs and under trees. Hundreds of catechists are continuously trained and sustained to meet the immediate spiritual needs of the faithful. Our immediate targets. First, covering 1 million people through direct evangelization and re-evangelization, sustaining and pay 300 lay catechists who support faith formation, reaching 200,000 men, women, youth, children through food security and poverty eradication program, and education and skill training for sustainable livelihood. My sisters and brothers, Jesus said, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. And I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Matthew chapter 25, verse 32-36. So God always identifies himself with the suffering and poor. Saint Mother Teresa found Jesus in the Eucharist and the poor of the poorest. A little kindness and generosity, the act of generosity, make the life of someone better in the other part of the world. If we can feed 1,000, feed at least one, says Mother Teresa. Every year, you have the opportunity to listen to a missionary from a mission country sharing about a missionary activity of Universal Church. And every year, you have been so generous in sharing your blessings and resources. I thank and appreciate it for your generosity and becoming co-partners in the mission of the Universal Church. And this is our baptismal call. Whenever we participate, contribute, that you become co-partners or co-missionary in our Universal Church. And before I wind up my appeal, I would request one more thing, that is, keep our missionaries in your prayers. They need your prayers more than anything else, because they are in a toughest place, carrying out God's mission, which Jesus left to us, and they are there facing all the difficulties, but your prayers may strengthen them. Your prayers may help them to be strong in their mission. And as we all know, Saint Francis Xavier is the patron of mission and missionaries. He went far and wide, and he did a lot of things. He converted many people, and he prayed with them in their language, local dialect. He did a lot, so he became a patron of missionaries. There's no wonder But we have one more Patmos. That's the one we are surprising, that is trees of child, Jesus, the little flower. She didn't go at all anywhere. She remained in the convent, but she wanted to be a missionary. She wanted to go out and help people. But she stayed in the convent. She just prayed for the mission and the missionaries. That's all. She became patroness of missionaries. So now we know the importance of the prayer for missionaries. So that's a request I can ask. Please remember them in your thoughts, in your prayers, so that they can be they may remain strong and doing the God's work. Thank you. God bless.